Hi everybody, Michelle from Moose Sounds here. Going into one of my favorite spots, the Italian Center Shop here in Edmonton, Alberta. It's an Italian cornucopia of foods, and we're going to go first of all and get my goat cheese. It's made by Santa Lucia, and it's one of my favorites. They do have the full round today, so I'll just get them to get one of those. They've got now I'm just taking 12. Yep. Hi. Can I get one of these rounds of Santa Lucia cheese, please? No, one of the rounds of the goat cheese.
Okay, the window just
closed. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Here, that's something that I get every week. I look here and see whether there's something else in the goat cheese that I can get. And there's some of the soft stuff that I get. And here, a lot of stuff is really good price. Your olive oil. Like, there are places here in the city where olive oil is double digits. And for me, that's too expensive. I'm on a low income. You can get a shrink wrap package of chopped walnuts, 356 grams. For $5.36. And same, roughly about the same amount for, 414 grams for $4.10. And that's a lot. For both my husband and I, we snack on a lot of this stuff. Let's see, now I gotta find some pine nuts. We should get a cart. Or one of those will do, some of what I call pull-alongs. This place has a really history. They were called Spinelli's at one point in time. I wonder how much these are. There's some peppers here. And I usually like getting a great big thing of peppers if they're nice, but these ones aren't quite so. Oh dear, there's a fire truck going by. So yeah, now we're gonna find the pine nuts now, as well as olive oil. Let's see here. Certain things have kind of changed around since I last looked for pine nuts. Here's a recipe for you. Take pasta, frozen vegetables, cook them together. While that's happening, take ricotta cheese, or in my case, queso fresco. I'm probably saying the wrong thing. Mix that together with lemon juice and Asiago cheese. Whip it if you can, just with a whisk. And then you get your lemon juice. And when you've got that all mixed together, you got to taste the lemon, but not make it overbearing. Put it, and then you've got your pine nuts. You put them all together. pasta, pine nuts, everything. And then you go and enjoy. It's gorgeous. You can even throw in whatever fresh herbs you want. Here we go. Extra virgin olive oil. 1 liter. $6.98. And yes, there are some olive oils here that are in double digit. But, you know, for what you need at home, it's... You don't need to go into the double digits. Some people would say, oh yes you do, better quality. But if you're a home cook like me, what tastes good is what matters. Let's see if we can find some more pine nuts. I'm having trouble finding them. And that's all we really need. Everything else we've got here. Okay. Let's see if I can find someone now. There's packages. So I wonder if they have in this area. Those are beans. Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am?
I'm looking for the containers of pine nuts.
Bean nuts.
Yeah, pine nuts. See, so you have these packages here, but they used to have plastic containers of pine nuts.
The container.
Yeah.
Peanuts. All I know is.
That. Okay. It was almost like a container about this big and about kind of like those ones, only smaller.
This one?
Yeah, but only smaller. Yeah, and they had pine nuts in them.
How much is one?
Yeah, how much are they?
I think this.
No, I don't think so. Because that's for this.
Okay, I will ask the cashier.
Thank you.
Okay, I will get this.
So she's going to check. I'm just looking in. There's all sorts of canned beans. They have the dried goods as well. If I don't find the pine nuts, it's not a big deal because I can substitute with almonds at home, although the flavor won't be the same. So, yes. Pardon me?
It's $2.98 each.
Okay, I'll get two of those. Yes, they are. But I'll get two of them. They used to, like I said, they used
pine
to.
Nuts.
Yeah, they. You can use them in a lot of Italian stuff to add crunch.
I didn't try this.
Well, you should roast them. You can either just throw them as they are in a dish, or you can toast them up, and it gives a really nutty crunch to the dish. But yeah. I'll take that one and another one as well.
Okay. Only one?
No, I'll take two.
Okay.
That's why I said that one and another one.
Okay,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have a good day. Thank you. Okay, so we're off to Save-On once we get this processed. It's fun to line up. There we go. Doing good, yourself?
Fine, thank you.
I just got a question for you. These pine nuts, do you guys still carry them in the container?
Yeah. It's quite a little over there. Would you prefer that part?
Yeah, actually I would.
I'll look at it.
Thank you. There, that's going to be better. Because then it'll last for more than just these two. They're 25 grams. And I use more than 25 grams in my dish. So, how are you today, sir?
I'm good. You?
Oh, pretty good.
Nice outside now.
Yeah, it's gorgeous here in Edmonton. Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, it's gorgeous for this time of the year. For fall. That's what I'm looking for. Awesome, that's great. Yeah, so you get it, yeah, quite a bit more in that. And I use at least two handfuls. Just getting a price check on the cheese. I use semi-soft goat cheese in a waffle recipe.
Here you go.
Thank you, and you have a good day. Oh, yep, gotta put that in there. You too. Okay, so that was your experience at Italian Center Shop here in Edmonton. May your journeys be safe ones. Take care and God bless.